my brothers and sisters, we gather together today as a culmination of all of the season of Lent, the all of the preparation that we have done in order to walk to Jerusalem with Jesus. To walk to Jerusalem with Jesus and to enter into his passion with him. Not as spectators, my brothers and sisters, but as participants, those who have been redeemed, those who have been reconciled to the Father, those that have been filled with the Holy Spirit, as Jesus was by his nature, so were we in grace. This season of Lent has led us to his passion time. If you just showed up today and you didn't spend any time thinking about his passion, then you're missing it, my brothers and sisters. You're missing it. Because for this last week, we have entered into his passion and made everybody get up at the Palm Sunday. Everybody had to walk to the back. Grumble, 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 I can hear it. Father, what are we doing? We all got back there because we were going to walk into Jerusalem with Jesus. Not the quick walk back to your seat, but all the way down the front, right? Remember, you had to bow, you had to go around. You're like, what are we doing here, you know? I don't travel this far to come to church, let alone to walk to my seat. But you have to see, you are walking with Jesus. You and him have become one. The celebration of Lent and Passion Tide is not just the celebration of Jesus' Lent, Jesus' Passion Tide. It is the invitation for us to enter fully into this mystery, where we would have a Passion Tide with him. That we would lay down our life with him. Why? Because we are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. And there is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. By your very nature, by your very creation, you are made as a gift to be given away. This is revealed to us by Jesus. And if you don't give yourself away as gift, you will never, my brothers and sisters, you will never come into the happiness that God intends for you. Do you understand that? If you do not give yourself away as gift, you will never come into the happiness, the blessedness that God desires for you, because you will never be able to fulfill what you were created to be. We are invited to give ourselves away as a gift. Today, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Jesus gives himself as gift in the Last Supper. He breaks the bread. He pours himself out. Then he goes to the cross, and he literally pours himself out in love. It's all about love. It's always been about love, my brothers and sisters. Love revealed. Love revealed to the world that doubts God's love for it. Love reveals. But love doesn't lay dead in the tomb. Love is resurrected. See, today what we celebrate is the culmination of everything that Jesus did, the laying down of his life and taking it back up again. And it is this, my brothers and sisters, that gives us the courage to imitate him. We know that we are redeemed by our baptism. Yes? By our baptism, your sins have been washed away. You've been reconciled to the Father. In confirmation, the Holy Spirit is poured upon you anew and afresh, and you are filled with his power and his Holy Spirit. Unto what? To sit around drinking lemonade, your feet kicked up? No, to do exactly what Jesus did. To pour yourself out in love for each other. It's what you're made to do. And the resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, gives to us the courage to do exactly this. Because if our giving of ourselves in love simply ended in death, then it would be kind of, we kind of avoid it like the plague, don't you think? If the giving of myself away just simply ended in death, and Jesus said, well, it's what you do, and there's no resurrection, but you should lay yourself down and give yourself away in death, but there's no resurrection, who has the courage to do that? Only the person that despises their life and doesn't love it. But Jesus does for us today, my brothers and sisters, by rising from the dead, by reconciling us, the invitation that we would die to ourselves, that we would give ourselves away, that we would not be afraid to do this. Because any death that you participate in, any death of yourself and giving yourself away, leads to resurrection. You've already died with Christ. Right? In your baptism, you've already died with Him. You rose with Him in the waters of baptism. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not something that we just celebrate on Easter Sunday and then we celebrate on the last day when we all rise from the dead. It's something that happens in between today and that day. And that is living in this truth of redemption. Living in this truth of being made a temple of God. Living in this truth that you and I are given the greatest encouragement in all of the world to go and give yourself away in love. Because every attempt, every gift of yourself does not lead to your death, but only leads to life. You get to fulfill the vocation, the very vocation that you were created to fulfill. Jesus today, by rising and destroying death forever, destroys death for you and for me. We will die, my brothers and sisters. We will die. It's coming. It's coming faster for some of us than others. It's coming. But death has an end in Jesus Christ. And when we rise from the grave, as He rose from the grave today, He dies no more. Neither will we. I ask this question often at funerals. Can you imagine that day? Can you imagine what that day will be like? When there is no more death, no more sickness, no more disease, no more sin, no more betrayal, no more shortcomings that get in each other's nerves and all of that. All of that is wiped away. And we live knowing that we will never have to say goodbye to each other ever again. Right? Our hearts, we will courageously love that day, right? Because if I never have to say goodbye to you, if I will always see you, if I will always be reconciled with you, then I can love with great courage and abandonment, right? Can you imagine it? Can you imagine it? My brothers and sisters, if you can imagine it, this is the thing. It's for us today. It's for us today. Today you can do the same thing, but in faith of the resurrection that is coming to us. On that day, we will do it by, nature's not the right word, we will do it by grace on that day. We will love with abandonment on the grace that day. But to what end? Everybody will be loving in grace that day. Between now and then, the resurrection is real. It is a part of your life. When we come to the celebration of the Mass, we bring ourselves to die on the cross, on the altar with Jesus, and to be given to the Father. And that what we receive from the altar, my brothers and sisters, you know this. What we receive from the altar is not the dead body and blood of Jesus Christ. Okay? You comprehend this. Everything else you eat, right? Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully everything else you're eating flesh-wise is dead, right? That'd be gross, right? But what we receive from this altar is not the dead body and blood, soul and divinity in Jesus Christ. Because He's not dead. He's alive. The miracle of resurrection happens every time we celebrate the Mass together. And every part of you that you bring in humility and in trust and in abandonment and you place on the altar with Him experiences resurrection power today. All of this is not just so we can kick back and drink some lemonade until the day we die, until the day we rise from the dead. What Jesus has done for us, my brothers and sisters, is busted open the world for us. He is allowing us to live out this vocation of love that we were created to live. That we get to give ourselves away for the rest of our lives in courage and abandonment. Because every death-like dying that we endure will always lead to his life within us. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. The resurrection of Jesus is not just for the day you die. It is for today. It is for now. And we can live in the faith of that resurrection. And we can overwhelm this world by loving it. And it's exactly what it means. Be courageous and bold. You have overcome in Jesus Christ. You have been reconciled to the Father. You are living in the grace, the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Go, my brothers and sisters. Not now, the end of Mass, I'll tell you later. But go and bring love and light and peace into the world. And if it feels like you're dying, good. Double down, do it again, because that death only leads to life.